All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm going to do my own countdown today because this is a special day. Today is the day that we see the future. The future has come arrived. It has come and gone. It has also come to stay. The future has arrived. We're all going to say we appreciate it, and especially the new side of what we have. The Air Force, the Space Force, the Army, the Navy, the Marines, and the Coast Guard. All of them make up our military. The future has arrived. I remember we used to kind of watch this stuff on the Jetsons. And guess what? We're here to see it. There's plenty of satellites in the sky and people are happy. And we're going to be talking about the Coast Guard. So I want everybody to stay right with us and enjoy this show. 96.7 FM right here. Saturday morning, rise and shine with the best of everything. Palm beaches, palm trees, palm coconuts. We are in Florida. Be right back with Terry. And he's going to talk to us a little bit more about the Coast Guard Auxiliary. Stay with us. Be right back. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7. Saturday mornings, this is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long. Well, I sure hope you all enjoyed that little bit of an interlude. But guess what? When we talk about all of the different services that happen when you have a great country like ours, we have the politics and we have the military. And a part of our military, of course, probably the least talked about but the most respected, the Coast Guard. And with us today, I have a gentleman. His name is Terry. He's going to introduce himself fully. And he's going to talk a little bit about Coast Guard Auxiliary. And then I'm going to do a little bit talk about USO and a little bit about American Veterans Alliance, some of the VSOs that are still here. But guess what? Right now, we're going to talk about what happens when you add the word auxiliary to the Coast Guard. Terry?
Yes, sir. Talk to him. Alrighty. My name is Terry Hirschman, and I'm at the Coast Guard Auxiliary, District 7, in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Terry, I know that, and we want to thank Joe for introducing us. We really appreciate his input on this. I like what we're doing. How did you get involved with the Coast Guard, Terry?
Well, actually, in 2000, I took a boating seamanship and safety course up in Ohio, and it was at that time 13 weeks long, and they asked me to join then because it was prior military, and so I said, well, let me think about it, and it took me 8 years, but I did join in 2008.
Okay. Okay. It took you a little time, but you got there.
Yes, sir. Yes, it did.
Okay.
Yes, it did.
And you've now been down here in Florida how long?
I've been down here, this would be 12 years. I moved down here 12 years ago.
Okay. So you've been here a while. This is home now.
Oh, yes. This is home. This is home, definitely. Yes.
And since you've been with the auxiliary down here, tell me what you've seen, maybe changes, or what makes it interesting for other people who are listening to say, you know what, I need to contact those people.
Well, I joined it for a few reasons. I was in the military, in the Navy, but I've always been around water, and before I left Ohio, I got my captain's license with a master's rating on it. And
okay.
So I thought, I could get rich doing that. Well, that doesn't work that way.
No.
But I've always enjoyed the Navy, and like I was an instructor in Ohio for the state of Ohio for firearms and slot training. But
okay.
I I feel that I could help people, and I love teaching. I'm an instructor right now. I do vessel exams. I do what they call program visitors. I work in public affairs. it's been a real reward for me because you're helping people, and that's the most important thing. And you have the camaraderie. You know, in the Coast Guard, we have the active duty, and we have the reserves, and we have the auxiliary. And we're all one team, but the auxiliary basically supports the active duty Coast Guard. We do most of the stuff they do, with the exception of jumping out of helicopters and law enforcement. We back them up with everything. Let's be honest, our people are not the youngest. We're not 22 and 25 anymore. Most people are retirees. But we have the resources that the auxiliary has for the Coast Guard is unbelievable. We have retired executives from huge companies, and these guys have a wealth of knowledge, and they help. We really help out the Coast Guard quite a bit. We really do. It's only from surface operations to air operations, pollution control, vessel exams, boating safety is our major objective. That's what we do. We do teaching, and we do a lot of PR work.
So that means if I'm a citizen and I love the water, but I'm now coming in from Michigan and I'm just not getting here, and I'm finally getting ready to try to get into a little boating, is the Coast Guard Auxiliary somebody I can call to get help? You know, where do I buy my life vests, and how do I use them if I get them? Is that who you guys represent for the common person?
Yes, basically. Now, we won't usually recommend people. I mean, we can't recommend people or businesses, but I mean, everybody knows where to go down here. I mean, when you go to buy something, we can instruct them on the proper jackets to wear, you know, like when they buy their safety equipment for their boats, you know, we can instruct them on what to watch out for and what to buy, what not to buy.
Wow.
What is
okay.
illegal.
Okay.
When we teach these boating safety classes, it's truly amazing that people that have been boating for years, and myself included, I learn something every time I teach because we interact with our students. And our students have a lot of input. even though our course is more or less, it's, you know, etched in stone, we're not supposed to deviate, but there are times when you have to give information out about a product that has maybe a recall on it or something like that. And a few years back, they had the recall on the fire extinguishers. Well, that was a big thing when vessel examiners went out. They informed the boaters that, hey, you got to watch your fire extinguishers. Is it expired? Not? Is it good? Bad? Now they're coming out with different symbols on them, like expiration dates on fire extinguishers, are putting those on the new ones. So, yeah, these are all things that's what we do out there. We do the majority of that work for the Coast Guard itself.
Well, it sounds like to me you all do keep your hands full, and I know that there are other young veterans or reservists who decided at this point in time in their life they want to do something. It sounds like to me that they're going to do is going to be exactly what they need.
Yes,
find some way to give back. What you just said was find some way to give back.
Right, that's exactly it. You know, we all maybe have hindsight. You know, I should have stayed in the Navy when I was in for 20 years, and you know, but that's hindsight. And now you can be proactive, and you can get into something like the Coast Guard Auxiliary, where you can go out and help people and give back to the community, which is what we really like to do.
Well, Terry, I sure appreciate you taking that time to talk with us. Now, please tell our audience, if they really want to get in touch with the Coast Guard or Auxiliary for whatever reason, give them some way to reach you.
I give them my phone number.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. Area code is 727-743-1652. And I can direct them pretty much to anybody they want to know in this in what we call District 7, which is the area surrounding Tampa Bay.
Y'all heard it right here. This is Keith, the boss of the beach. And, of course, this is Voice for Veterans and Enforcement, not only the veterans, but veterans' families, caregivers, and all of those who are really thinking about supporting the veterans, because they are a major part of this great country and this emerging community. We want to thank Terry for taking the time to talk with us again. And stay with us. Keep the Boss of the Beach 96.7. And, of course, this is ontheairtoday.com. If you're looking for us anywhere else, we'll be right back after this break.
Miss Melba Moore, you know, they thought it was all over for him, too. But on the third day, he bounced back. He got up. You and I, through him, we champions. Russell.
Glad to be back. You know, when you think about all of the things, I hope you enjoyed that last little song from Melba Moore. And it is Champions. Now, new VA mission statement recognizes the sacred commitment to all veterans, their families, caregivers, and survivors. To fulfill President Lincoln's promise to care for all of those who have served in our nation's military and their families, their caregivers, and survivors. Adding the word caregivers to this mission statement truly is making a difference. Thank you so much for what's being done. And we wanted that little news that is naturally coming out of a breaking news. This is a new thing that's now being recognized, and let's all be happy that it is. You know, when you're talking about all the things that it takes to get here, you have to remember one thing, that news is more than just news now. It has to do with commentary, content, and not just news. Sometimes it's entertainment. And that's what we do here, of course, at WVET Online Radio. And on the air today.com, your podcast network. And we do push, of course, all the things we can do to stay about our veterans. But it's more so for the veterans and the veterans' families and those who support veterans in a big way. We know that there has been an increase in some resilient cancer patients. You know, that's just like it's sticking around. But guess what? We have one that's saying he's grateful. He did have cancer. And he says, thank you to the doctors and the infusion nurses who were so wonderful. And they really did care about everybody. And, of course, you can just tell the way they treated people. And this is at a VA hospital, Houston VA. Thank you so much. We need to hear more good news. I'm tired of hearing about the people waiting in lines. We know that VAs do their part, and they're getting better and better. Now, invite your caregiver to visit your next video visit. When you got family and members and all that, you can have up to 5 family members and their caregivers join you. And of course, this is for a podcast and your video telehealth appointment or where they live. So bring your caregivers in on this. Let them have some input. You might find out that, guess what? They have some information that you needed to know. Veteran of the Day, Marine Jordan, and his name is Harter, okay, H-E-A-R-T-E-R, Jordan. He's a Marine. He passed, but he wanted to leave this behind. I believe in the military, and I believed in my situation here. And guess what? It was a suicide bomb in an operation in, you know, Iraqi freedom when they got loose, but we do want to honor, of course, him today. It's important. Veteran of the Day, we want to say we're going to continue to talk about and go with our Veterans of the Day as we move forward, because it's important that we recognize one of them, and I've got to recognize him, Kyle Gilbert, and he was recognized a couple of days ago. Kyle Gilbert, U.S. Army, it means something. Second one was U.S. Army, Melissa Har. Guess what? Hargrove. Melissa, thank you. We were talking to some of our military people, and guess what? On Amtrak, we was talking to a lady. She's one of the reservationists there. She's been there for a while. She is a veteran, and I told her, whatever you do, stay in the United States. Just get on your own train and ride around. She says she's done that, so she's going to Paris. But we want to say thank you to Amtrak and what they've done. You know, a lot of people think about all the airplanes and modern times and buses and everybody doing what they could for military. But you know who carried more military than anybody? The train. So there's something kind of quiet about the rumbling of that train, the rocking of it, that reminds me of military, and a lot of other people do it. Look for us again, coming to you, YouTube, and everywhere else. I'm going to run a whole week of it. It's called Whistle Stop America for our veterans. Whistle Stop America for veterans. And that's all about taking a train trip around the United States, hitting many cities in Washington and Chicago and Minot, North Dakota, and Portland, Oregon, and all those cities around the United States. And next time we'll go across, but this time it went around the United States, and there's some great parts of this country that our veterans want to invite you out to revisit America. And however you travel, revisit America. Then go on to Paris or Rio or Rome, China, Japan, those other countries. And if you really want to get away and enjoy it, you're right here next door to a paradise in itself, the Caribbean. And, of course, there's a lot of our veterans who live down there. They were emerged out of different conflicts, and they married in families and down in the Caribbean. And we still have, what is it, St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. Vincent, still American territories down there. And no matter what they say, it's a whole bunch of people going back and forth to Cuba, especially if you're down here in Miami. It's a regular route. I don't care what they say. There's plenty of people coming and going, and they're doing it because the Caribbean is a part of America. We've been here. We've been here for years, and so have they. And we embrace the Caribbean. We do that with a lot of their associates. But I want to say this is the most important thing. As you look at the news, and as you find different stories, feel free to contact us. And this is ontheairtoday.com. ontheairtoday.com, and of course right here all the time, rain or shine, WVETonlineradio.com, and all of our other affiliates joining us. And if you happen to have a need to reach out to all of the people, especially our veterans and their families and those, please feel free to tune in on 96.7 FM. And I gotta say this, I love my boy sports show Mike Picard. He's with us right here at this station, and we always give him a salute. But last week, I got a chance to listen to the guy right after me. It's the Blues Show. So all of you all who have not chosen all your music in your lifetime, stay tuned right here to this radio station right after me on Saturday mornings, which is Voice for Veterans, comes the Blues Show. And I think that you will enjoy it. He does do his research and gives us a little history of all of that that comes along. Some of that, you'll find out, makes a lot more sense than you think when it comes to music. Good old-fashioned music. We really do appreciate all the sounds that actually come about. Now, the resolution, management, and diversity, inclusion for everybody. No fear at complaints. We are doing pretty good. Stay with us. There's more that you will get when you tune in, of course, to us right here, and enjoy us. Don't just turn us off. Stay on all day long and watch for podcast after podcast after podcast. They're coming. You're going to be able to tune us in and watch me and watch what's going on. At the same time, you'll be able to listen to us right here, 96.7 FM, Saturday mornings, Rise and Shine. With Keith, the boss of the beach, Voice for Veterans. And if you happen to be out on a Thursday in the middle of the day, enjoy that as well. 12:35. Guess what? It's me back again, Voice for Veterans. We want to talk to you, talk about you, talk with you, talk for you. And that's veterans, their families, their caregivers, and all of the VSOs that support who the military fight for. Stay with us, American Veterans Alliance, and of course, Society for Hispanic Veterans, and of course, Wounded Warriors. Our buddies over there, Wounded Warriors, could get over there and you can't find anybody, ask for Dana. She's somewhere, she'll answer the phone, and she'll tell you which way to go and take care of you. So we want to salute, in fact, in a couple of weeks, we're going to be doing a whole show where we're going to be saluting Wounded Warriors in a big way. We know some things they've done, and we want to highlight them to our audience and let everybody else know. If you have something you want to do, don't forget Wounded Warriors. And listen, I know you all do some other donations, but guess what? Any of the VSOs can be grateful and glad that you chose them to do a donation. That's nice. And it means your time, your effort, maybe going by and taking care of a veteran at a rest home just to visit. So there's a lot that we can do. And this is Keith, the boss of the beach, giving you good news, good feelings, and a good time. And if you're anywhere around, anywhere in Florida, you can find me at one of the beaches. Find me, look me up. And guess what? We're having fun. In this part of Florida, it's fun. There's plenty of stuff to do, from the beaches to Renaissance to life itself. Have some fun. This is Keith, over and out with a shout.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as a
information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.